Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the breadth of industries that call it home. But when it's time for your business to make the extraordinary happen, Albert Manero of Limitless Solutions said it best. Orlando is an incredible place for innovation. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Straight Shooter Recruiter. It's your girl, Emily, your favorite recruiter, content creator, career coach, podcaster, coffee aficionado. I am so excited to be back. I can't believe it's been so long since I've put up a video. I am so sorry. I even took a week off my podcast, but guys, your girl needed a break. It is a lot of work to manage social media and then content creation and a 9-to-5 job, plus just being a person and wanting to sleep. Imagine that. But I kind of came to the realization that I don't need to be in full glam every time I want to record something, because that was honestly holding me back. Like, who has time to do a full face of makeup and their hair every time they want to post a video? So I decided you're just getting me on a Tuesday. You're getting Emily literally after work. It is what it is, okay? So we're gonna jump right in. Today's video slash podcast, based on what you're listening to or where you're listening to it, is going to be fire. We're going to talk about 5 mistakes that you are probably making at work that's going to mess you up long term. Trust me, this is not coming from a place of me knowing it all. It's coming from a place of me actually having made these mistakes before. So let's dive right on into it. But before we start with the good stuff, I'm gonna need you to subscribe. I'm gonna need you to like and leave a comment. If you're not listening to the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast, what are you really doing? If you're not following me on Instagram at Emily the Recruiter, what are you really doing? With that out of the way, let's hop into it. Also, I'm kind of digging like very oversized masculine clothes vibes when I'm working from home lately. This is literally my ex-boyfriend's jacket. Exposing myself. It's fine. Anyways, the first thing that I want to call out is something that I actually still suck at, which is why I'm going to put myself on blast and talk about it. The first mistake you're probably making at work is not asking for help. I have this mentality, and a lot of people that I coach and speak to have this mentality as well, where it's like, if I can't figure something out on my own, I'm going to look stupid, or people are going to think that I'm not capable. But that's really not the case. That's really not the case 9 times out of 10. And thinking about it from a different perspective has helped me ask for help when I need it. If you're not asking for help, it's going to take you so much longer to get that thing done. And I would rather be known for being humble and being able to ask for help than being known for being slow. So it's really important that you reach out, A, to make sure that you get your tasks done on time, but B, so that you can actually learn next time. And something else that I thought was pretty interesting, I was speaking to one of my girlfriends about this, and she was mentioning how she actually really likes helping people when they ask for it. She loves teaching them, she loves sharing her expertise. And then it kind of hit me that you're also giving other people the opportunity to coach you. Like, you're giving other people a chance to flex their skills and be a mentor, which is really fulfilling for a lot of people. Long story short, asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It helps you develop, it makes you more productive, and you're giving your teammates a chance to support you, and eventually you're going to return the favor. So don't hate me. But the second mistake you're probably making at work is asking for too much help. I know, you're gonna wanna like punch me right in the face. I'm sorry, but it's true. There is such a thing as asking for too much help. Here's how to know when you're asking way too many questions or asking for too much help. If you haven't gone out of your way to research the solution first, don't ask the question. If you don't know what the formula is, if you don't know what the correct way to store the file is or how to download a certain thing, if you haven't tried researching it on your own, literally, even if it's just a Google search or like scrolling through all of your emails, don't ask the question. And not because you should be able to figure out everything on your own, please refer to point one, you really want to make sure that you're showing initiative. So are you going out of your way to learn and be independent? Independent learning is something that's really important for your professional development, but that's also a number one skill that employers are looking for, A, when they recruit you, and B, when they try to promote you. So if you want to make a good impression, you really need to find the balance between I ask for help when I need it versus I seek answers when I need to find them, okay? So that's kind of the balance we're looking for. Have you ever heard the saying that you don't need to be a manager to be a leader? Yeah, me too. That's one that I think about all the time. Listen, my title so far has never had the word manager in there, but it's really important that I'm a leader, no matter what my level is. So think about that in the context of work or school. How are you stepping up to empower the people you work with? How are you supporting the people that you work with? Do you go out of your way to positively recognize your team? For example, it's really not that hard to send an email praising someone for the awesome work that they did in partnership with you. It's not that hard to message one of your coworkers and see if they need any support or anything, you know, you can help with or take off of their plate. It's little things like this that really help you build relationships with your team, but also give you those foundational skills to someday become a leader. So don't be scared to reach out and empower the people around you, but also don't be scared to find opportunities to try new things. So if there's a process at work that you feel like is broken or a system that you're using that just doesn't make sense anymore, just because you're not a manager doesn't mean that you shouldn't have an opinion. You should really be reaching out to your team or your leader and say, hey, I noticed this opportunity for us to improve. Could we talk about how to do that? I have some ideas. So don't be scared to innovate and please empower the people around you. Even if you're not their boss, you are still a team and it's giving you the skills that you need to take your career to the next level when you're ready. Good things come to those who wait, but better things come to those who hustle. Hashtag girl boss, hashtag boss babe, hashtag iced coffee. I don't know what hashtag would come next. The next thing that you need to stop doing is waiting for opportunities to find you. Because they're not going to. Opportunities 9 times out of 10 are not going to find you. You need to knock on opportunities' door and ask for that promotion or ask for that raise. It's really unfair for you to be unsatisfied or unhappy with the job if you haven't even told your boss what your career goals are. So what I want you to do, instead of panicking about how you're going to get a promotion, is make a habit of having candid discussions with your boss about what your goals are. I personally talk to my boss all the time about what's important for me. He knows that I want to be in leadership in someday. He knows that I absolutely love recruitment marketing and social media. So there are stretch opportunities for me to take to expand my skill set. So when it's time for me to apply for a promotion or apply for a new job, I've put in the work and my boss already knows what my goals are. So it's really important that you go out of your way to learn skills and build relationships that are going to help you get promoted. You can't just wait for promotion season and say, oh, by the way, I'm looking to be a senior engineer, or oh, by the way, I'm looking to be a manager. You have to put the work in. You have to make sure that you're building relationships with those teams, building your skills, and that you're using your boss as a person to empower you to get to that next level. The next thing I'm going to get you to stop doing is talking crap about your job. If you hate your job, get in line. So many people do. Do you know how many people have a job right now in this very moment that drives them crazy, that brings them absolutely no joy, but just pays the bills? I get it. A lot of us don't dream of a life where we're working a 9-to-5 or sometimes even more than that. But the very last thing that you want to do is speak ill of the work that you do, the company that employs you, or the people that you work with, especially at work. You never want to be one of those people where when someone in a meeting asks, how's your doing, your immediate response is, oh my gosh, it's so busy, it's the absolute worst. Have you worked with Susie? She's absolutely terrible. I absolutely hate doing this. I hate working with the files. Why? I get it. But why are you putting yourself in a position where you are not only being branded as negative or unhappy with the work that you do, but you're also just creating this cycle of negativity? I'm a firm believer in that you kind of speak the life that you want into existence. And if you're going to continue to complain about the work that you do, you're just focusing on that even more. I really do want to emphasize, though, it's normal to have bad days. You should talk to your boss or talk to your coworkers when you're stressed or when you feel like you need a little bit of support. But you never want to just straight up talk crap about the work that you do. Doesn't matter how comfortable you might be with your boss or with your coworker. It's not a good look, and it's also not good for your wellness overall. So try to remain positive. And if you're consistently unhappy with your job, maybe it's time to start looking. I have a podcast that can help you do that, though, by the way. So just let me know. Guess who's back? Back again. M is back. Bring a friend. No, but seriously, tag a friend. If you feel like one of your coworkers needs to hear this, maybe they're a little negative Nancy at the office. Maybe they need a little positivity boost. Send this their way. But for real, comment down below what some of the things you've learned in your career are. If you're listening to this on my podcast, shoot me a DM and let me know what you thought. I can't thank you enough for hanging out with me for a little bit and also being so kind while I took a little break. But we're back, baby. We are back. We are going to be uploading consistently both on the podcast and on YouTube. I am so excited. Make sure you check out all of my socials in the description so you don't miss a beat. Again, do not forget to leave a comment and like. It helps me so much. And if you're listening on the podcast, go leave a review. Don't be shy. Leave a little review. But it was so much fun hanging out with you again. I hope this helped, and I'll talk to you soon. Mwah.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.